listening to the NMF Podcast with Dennis Devlin.
Good evening. Tonight's show is brought to you in association with Behead Clothing Glasgow. That's beheadclothing.co.uk. Remember, let's speak up and be heard. The NMF Podcast with Dennis Devlin in association with beheadclothing.co.uk. Well, evening and welcome to this special edition of the NMF Podcast in association with beheadclothing.co.uk with me, Dennis Devlin, and a very special guest we have tonight. We have the lads from The Chase. All that coming up next after three great songs in a row back to back, kicking off with this one.
This radio station plays more music like this.
Back in my flesh, one last time. I found it hard to see.
radio station plays more music like this.
Three great songs in a row, back to back, finishing with the Raz, If You Never Try. 4,000 Miles, Reflections. I've not played that in ages. I really like that song. Absolute belter. And kicking the three songs off in a row was The Claws and Time of Our Lives. Coming up after the break, we talk to the lads from, of course, The Chase. All that to come after the break on the NMF podcast in association with BeheadClothing.co.uk and me, Dennis Devlin. See you in a minute.
You're listening to the NMF Podcast with Dennis Devlin.
There's something new happening on the terraces. There's a new cult. Terrace Cult Clothing. Check them out now at Terrace Cult Clothing. TerraceCult.com.
Behead Clothing Glasgow at beheadclothing.co.uk. Kids sale now on. Save up to 50% just go to beheadclothing.co.uk, enter promo code KIDS50. That's Behead Clothing Glasgow at beheadclothing.co.uk.
Amazing deals now on at Currys PC World. Check out these Hot Point steam washers. This 8 kilo is only £2.49, or trade up to the 9 kilo for just £30 more. Plus, there's free delivery. Save up to £500 on these 2020 Samsung QLED TVs with spectacular picture detail, and no more messy wires with one near invisible cable from just £1,399. Get the new Fitbit Sense, the most advanced Fitbit health smartwatch for stress management, skin temperature, heart and health. And get free next day delivery on all Dyson cordless vacuums, including the V11 Absolute. Just £5.99 at Currys PC World.
Good evening. Tonight's show is brought to you in association with Behead Clothing Glasgow. That's beheadclothing.co.uk. Remember, let's speak up and be heard. The NMF Podcast with Dennis Devlin in association with beheadclothing.co.uk. UK.
It's New Year's Friday on the NMF Podcast with Dennis Devlin. This radio station plays more music like this.
Well, good evening, everyone. Good evening and welcome to the NMF Podcast with me, Dennis Devlin, and association with beheadclothing.co.uk. And good evening, to Chase. Good evening, guys.
Hey, mate, you alright? How you doing?
Oh, that's good to have you on board. How's all been today?
Yeah, Sam, mate. You?
Yeah, can't grumble.
Nice.
You can have a listen to some of your music, mate. Honestly, fantastic. Some amazing stuff out there.
Thank you, mate. Thank you very much.
We'll get this going, guys. What got you guys into music? What was your early foray into music?
Oh, who wants to go first?
Go on, you can go.
Shall I go first? Yeah, go on, Ed. For me, being the guitarist, it was Mr. Jimi Hendrix.
Of course.
Yeah, I saw him play Isle of Wight on the telly, and I just couldn't believe what I was watching, really. I was 5 at the time, and I sort of begging my mum and dad, oh, can I have a guitar lesson, please? Can I have a guitar lesson? Then it went from there.
5-year-old watching Jimi Hendrix sent your mum and dad. Listen, that's me, that. Get me a guitar now. That's going to be me, that. You're watching me.
Never messing about. Yeah.
This is an investment, mum.
It's going to be.
Still chasing the dream, lad. Still chasing the dream.
Oh, yeah, buddy. Yeah, I was about to say, I've still not earned much yet. I think I've earned about 10 quid.
What about the rest of you guys?
Dion?
Yeah, pretty similar.
Dion's my little brother. This is the one who's talking now.
Oh, he doesn't
it's fucking... Yeah, same sort of thing. He got into that, and then I done drum lessons, and then thought, why not have make some art of it, and started a band. Basically, that's how it all come together. And then we got Luke on the bass, which is our cousin, and then James on the keyboard, who's our mate from school, and that's us. Wow. Basically.
Wow, so it's quite a family affair. What's it like not being in the family and being in that band? It must be difficult, eh?
Yeah.
Yep. Say the least.
What's it like? What's it like having a brother who's a drummer?
Should we leave it at that?
Yeah.
I mean, he is my little brother, but he's a lot bigger than me now, so he's kind of, there's a bit of a power trip going off here, to be honest.
All right, so he's gone little brother to big brother. You still,
yeah, exactly.
Still young.
I should get hand-me-downs from him.
That's rough, isn't it? I know that feeling, mate. I'm a middle child, mate. I got hand-me-downs from everybody. Hand me downs and hand me ups.
Even though
it was a sister in one end and a brother in the other, I always got hand me ups or hand me downs. Looked amazing in a wee miniskirt. Guys, what's the meaning behind the band's name? And obviously, I'm guessing because you're all family, that's how you've all met. So I guess that's an easy question to answer. How did you obviously meet your other pal at school? And what's the meaning behind the chase?
Basically, where we grew up, obviously me and Dion and Luke, Luke was only across the road from us. There's a, what do you call it, a pathway, a walkway,
it's
a street.
Like basically like a walkway with loads of shops on, and it's called the Robin Hood Chase.
Ah.
So I've been shortened it. It's got a lot of history and meaning behind it, like the actual area. So we thought, it's close to home, you know what I mean? It's meaningful, you know what I mean? So
yeah.
Just use it.
It sounds better than Robin Hood and his Merry Men. So we thought,
yeah. This is why you don't come from Liverpool. Could be called anything, Robin would just get you in serious trouble, to be honest. Guy, what was it like? What was life like growing up in the council estate? Because you guys grew up in the council estate, and how's that affected your music?
Yeah, it wasn't boring. There was always something going on, you know, when you looked out the window, you know. So it was quite funny.
Yeah,
a lot of mad characters, but that's what makes it say answer. So,
where we grew up, it's pretty much renowned as one of the roughest places in England, or unfortunately. But I don't know. We sort of stuff to write about, isn't it? It's experiences, keeps you grounded, keeps you humble, keeps you sane and unsane.
Yeah, I mean, when you got up in the council estate, you appreciate everything a little bit more. Plus, like you say, if you're writing music, you're not short of things to write about, are you, really? You know, burning cars, murders, robberies, you know.
there's a lot of that going on.
Sounds like me from the age of fucking 13.
Mate, I grew up in Glasgow, mate. Trust me, I grew up in the council estate in Glasgow. This guy was on earlier on talking to me, and he was saying, you know, he grew up and he used to cut my grass. I was like, you had a garden?
We know how you feel, because our family's from Falkirk, you see. So we're always up to Scotland every year.
It's a rough place, isn't it, Falkirk, isn't it?
Aye.
Aye, you know that one. Get out there quickly. Get in, get out quickly.
That's the way.
Down the road. Aye, get down. Bolt.
Get down.
get out of here. How do you feel Nottingham has a lot to offer the music world? And do you feel the pressure considering the wave of music coming from Manchester and Liverpool just now?
I do think we have a lot, to be fair, mate. Yeah. It's a tight scene down here. It's only a small city. And there are a lot of venues. There's a lot of bands. There's a lot of solo artists. There's a lot of acoustic. Yeah, there's just a varied bunch of quite sort of knows each other. Everyone's quite supportive of one another. I think our time will come really in Nottingham, to be honest. I think we're due a proper breakthrough act.
I mean, you guys could be the guys to break it through, because honestly, I've been listening to your music and it's fantastic. It really is.
Oh, cheers, mate. I appreciate that, mate. Thank you, man. Thank you.
What's the process behind your music writing? You just hang around the shops on a Saturday night and listen to see what happens. Looking at the
yeah, exactly. Yeah. Writing words down outside Rock City.
Vandalized, smashed, destroyed, burned.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's pretty much what it can be, mate. To be honest. I don't know. You usually starts with the music, a bit of a riff or something like that, and then the music to us comes quite quickly. To be fair, it's me with the lyrics that takes fucking 2 years. But yeah, musically it sort of flows, to be honest. Comes nice and quick.
And you've all got on well, and you always like get on well in the studio. Do you all like this? Yeah, it's all right, he's right, we'll go with that. Or is there one that always says bollocks to that, that's pish?
Me and Tyler, brothers, always fucking at each other's throats and that, but we work it out.
Are you proper brothers? Do you like? Does everyone else just think, "Oh, look, these two are at it again"? Look.
Yeah,
I think you have to speak to them on this one.
Yeah, Tyler's a mafia one, and Dion just can't back down. So it's just very argumentative between them both.
What starts off as a couple of hours in the corner studio soon becomes 7 or 8.
Yeah, that's the one, mate. That's the one. But to be fair, though, to our credit, we do because we're quite a tight unit. We know what works. Anyway, you know what I mean? There's only really minor just things that need changing, to be honest. And that's what sort of brings it out, a bit of the argumentative side of us. But overall, we're all right, to be fair.
Yeah, and of course, one's a drummer and he's bigger than you, so there's no point arguing. Is
exactly, yeah. There's been a few drumsticks thrown about, so.
What was it like for you guys when you first emerged into your studio and recorded together? And what was it like the first time you had your music getting played back to you?
It was weird, wasn't it, to be fair? Yeah, it's a strange feeling. I mean, I don't think we appreciate it, though, enough. The first time we went in, we were fucking hell. What was Dean? You might have been 10. I think I was 12. I think Luke was 14. This was like before James. And Yeah, I didn't think we appreciated the time. I think we were just excited. But then I think it's as we've gone on, gone in more studios and different studios and
we've
played new
quite
songs.
A lot, that's the thing. Yeah. We've got a lot of experience now.
Maybe. Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, you kind of, every studio is slightly different. You know what I mean? They do it, the producer, the engineer does it a bit every different style. So we've kind of adapted to wherever we went and made the most out of it, tried to get the best record. But now I think we're quite solid, aren't we?
Yeah,
we know what we want.
Yeah.
You know, after that few years of experience in the studio, now we know what we want. We know what we're working with and just get cracking, don't we, lads?
Studio is always like a holiday, to be fair.
Yeah, it's like a big holiday,
it's
isn't
like
it?
A big holiday.
It's like yeah.
For a week, do some songs, get smashed.
Get pissed up, yeah.
Yes! Straight to the beard, boys.
Yeah, that's right. Book it.
How would you describe the music you typically create? And would you say you have matured as a band and the music evolved over the years?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, listening back.
Whether it's personally or songwriting-wise, I think we've definitely developed. I mean, we're always trying to look at ourselves, but I'm quite harsh on myself. I think I've looked back at me singing. I tried to sound too much like a certain Manchester act when I was younger.
Fuck them, mate. Don't do that. Fuck them, mate. Come on.
I've looked at myself and I've got, nah, fuck that. We need to sound like me sen. So, yeah, I think we're always looking at ourselves, always developing, always changing.
Did you have the long parka jacket and then the sunglasses, walk with your arms behind your back, giving it, hey, up, lad.
shine.
You all right, mate?
Every word was like, yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it was.
Arms behind the back and everything.
Yeah.
All right, mate, just come in now. How's it going, lads? All right. Yeah. Man, I sound like Bez on crack, man, you know?
That sounds about right, to be fair, mate.
With a council estate, Stone Island.
Yeah, that's right.
Stoned Island.
Yeah, Skegness Market.
Stoned Island. Now then, Lance, got a great pair of gazelles for you here, mate. these ones,
I'm wearing
ones,
some right now.
these ones, Lance, are straight out the market. They're brand new. They've got four stripes on them, right? They call them Adidas. They call them Adidas Generosity. We'll do you four pairs for a fiver. So, what are you guys working on just now, and what can we expect for in the future?
Oh, what can we do? Yeah,
we've got quite a lot recorded. That
hey, whoa! This is exclusive territory. We're in here, boys.
This
you
is
know?
Me. Yeah. This
hey, whoa,
stuff.
Whoa! Feel free. First. Yeah. If you're making a porn movie or something, I want to know about it. You
know?
We're just in the middle of filming that now. Yeah, it's going live tomorrow.
Yes, I want dim first, isn't it? I'll be selling it in the bars in Glasgow for a fiver. Get your first edition of the case next week. So what are you guys up to? What he's on with just now and what he's got planned?
We've got a few tracks in the pipeline, just ready to sort of release. I think we're going to have an EP coming up soon as well. A lot of music videos, a lot of festivals coming up. So we've got quite a lot going on. Trying to keep busy, you know what I mean? Can't let this COVID bollocks get in the way, you know what I mean? Just got to keep rocking and keep going. No stopping us.
Absolutely. I mean, a lot of the bands I've spoke to have said that COVID was actually a kind of blessing because they've come out with just so much writing, so much time to write.
Yeah, that's what it has been, literally. Like, obviously, we can't gig, so what else can we do? Just get music recorded, songs wrote, music videos done, you know what I mean? So sort of more the online stuff we've been cracking on with a lot more, you know what I mean? Which is, like you said, it's been a blessing in disguise. We haven't been, which is unfortunate, but we've been getting a load of tracks down and just smashing them out, really. So, yeah, keep your ears peeled, mate. We've got a lot of tunes going.
Yeah, I have to say, the intro to Chain Gang is just fucking mental, man. It's brilliant. That's a top intro, that.
Thank you, mate.
Honestly, man, it's brilliant, mate. Honestly, and what's the meaning behind Chain Gang?
It's a bit of an emotional one, I suppose. It's a bit of a rock love track. a bit of despair, a bit of heartbreak. But the actual title I got from working on site, I couldn't think of the last couple of words. And then I heard someone say, let's make a chain, but I was passing some timber up the stairs. I was like, chain gag. Oh, sorry, yeah, chain gag. Oh, you know what? That fits that fucking track, that does. Fuck it.
Some of the best songs I've written. Some of the best songs in the world were written in a toilet, believe it or not, you know? So why not in a building site? Yeah?
Exactly, mate. Exactly.
I like the sound of that. Is there any bands out there that have caught your eye and you think, oh, do you know what? I won't mind a wee collaboration with them.
What? Famous band or unsigned band?
Unsigned band. You know, we'd love to collaborate with everyone wants to. Is there anything out there that's caught your eye and you thought, do you know what? I think we could do all right together. I think it'd be good to get together.
For me, I'd probably, you know what? Speaking of Liverpool, I don't mind Red Rum Club. I'm not sure if you...
Wow, yes. Yes, mate.
Yeah,
wow.
I like their trumpety, Mexico-y sound thing. So I wouldn't mind a bit of that, to be honest.
Well, I've really thought about collaborating personally with anyone, but I'm open to it, you know what I mean?
Yeah. There's a load of good bands, like Scott Bug and the Vital Few. They're from Nottingham.
They're like Jake Bug's cousins, aren't
they? Yeah, they're Jake Bug's cousins. They'd be quite good. They've got a bit of an acoustic-y, Beatles-y vibe about them.
Yeah, that would sound quite good. I guess it's also got to work with you guys as well. It's got to sound... So it's got to be in the same sort of music genre as yourselves, isn't it? You couldn't just do it with anybody. It has to be someone that's going to compliment you as well, innit?
Yeah. Yeah, of course. 100%.
Musical love-making.
Yeah.
you wouldn't want...
Porn film.
The backing track.
The backing track, yeah.
Well, I mean, it's funny you say that because my mate said some of your music could easily appear in a movie. You know, it's an action movie because the music's that good. You know?
I thought you were going to say porn.
Well, I mean, Chain Gang could probably appear in one of them BDSM movies, you know what I mean? I'm pretty sure. It's got that kind of feel to it, you know? Chaining everyone on, you know?
Oh, dear.
If you guys could open for anybody, past or present, who would you like to open up for and why?
That is...
Probably have to be Oasis, wouldn't it? Or the Beatles...
Yeah, the Beatles would be sick.
Yeah.
Stone Roses would be quite sick as well.
Stone Roses, yeah, of course.
There's so many. Morrissey.
Yeah.
Do you know what? You're the first person who said that. You're the first person who said Morrissey, and I find that strange. You're the only person so far that I've ever interviewed that's mentioned Morrissey, and yet Morrissey has had such an impact on modern music today, and yet you're the first people to ever say, yeah, the greatest, or...
Really?
Not with them guys. Yeah, honestly, the first guys ever.
Yeah. I'm surprised by that. Again, I'm a massive Morrissey fan, though. I love him.
Yeah. It took me by surprise because I expected when I say, you know, what's your musical influences and all that, someone's going to say Morrissey, you know, because he's my musical influence, you know. I wasn't a big fan of him, but I loved his ethos and I loved the music he wrote, you know. I thought it was really good, you know. And you're the first band ever to mention him, you know.
I always
get Joy Division, Oasis, all the usual sort of stuff, you know.
Yeah.
But that's the first time where you've got someone like, you know, like I think it has had a major influence in the music world, even still today.
Of course, yeah, 100%. 100%. It's massive, though, isn't he? He's a huge artist, isn't he? But I think it's because he's died down a little bit now, I suppose. People don't agree with some of his views.
Yeah, I suppose it's a time scale thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, and I think what's happened just now is with the lockdown being over, a lot of these bands have just come out swinging, and they're swinging to what they grew up with, you know. So I suppose a lot of them grew up with Noel Gallagher and, you know, the likes of Joy Division or some of the older ones, and, you know, Monkey. So you can get that, but for me, just you're the first band that's ever mentioned Morrissey, and I think that's fantastic.
It's surprising that.
Yeah, definitely.
Guys, where have you guys performed live, and what's been the best place so far, and why?
I think we all agree on one.
Yeah.
Rock City was wicked.
Yeah, main stage.
Rock City is like probably like, apart from the arena in Nottingham, it's probably like the second biggest gig and venue. The sound's brilliant there. We had a gig there a couple of years back and it just went off, didn't it? This was before James was in the band. He was watching us there.
We had so much success before James.
Yeah.
James is now unemployed.
Been put on furlough.
No, it's the total opposite. Since James has joined, we're on that. It took a big step, you know what I mean, to our sound, and yeah, it's been good. But yeah, that was probably the best place we've played so far, in my opinion, anyway.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't know about these guys. What do you think?
I'd say the same, yeah. Rock City, definitely, 100%. Rescue rooms.
Yeah, we've got rescue rooms coming up in August, if you know, you don't mind the travel down.
Yeah,
I'll go anywhere, mate. Watch
in
a good band.
Glasgow, anyway, aren't we, in August as well? So, yeah.
You guys are performing in Glasgow?
Yeah.
Oh, whereabouts in Glasgow is going to be?
I can't remember. Broadcast on Socky Hill Street.
Are you? Oh, wow. You're in good territory there, mate. I'll tell you what.
Yeah, 100%.
You have to beat your game on there, because these guys, the guys that go in there, the people that go in there, they're music mad. You know, they're the people that go to the bars and all that, you know, so they're well established. So they tend to go there or touch, you know, and so you're in a really good place there, guys. Honestly, you'll have a great evening there. You'll get well received. Just don't wear any green and don't wear any blue. It's the best advice.
I'm a Celtic man myself. I'm not sure which one you are.
Yes, got yourself, big man. Hail, hail.
Yes. I knew it.
Of course, mate. My name like Devlin. What else am I going to be? I was born and bred that way, pal.
Brilliant. I mean, it's been a crap season for his last one, but Big Andy's been sorted out now, isn't he?
Yeah, just been a point. I can live with it, to be honest. You know what I mean? I'm sick of hearing the 55 shite, you know, and the club died. Get over it. You know, your club's dead, right?
Exactly. Yeah, that's the point. It's number one.
Exactly. I know if it's meant St. Johnson are a bigger side than them this year. You know
exactly
what I mean?
Exactly. St.
Double winners and all that.
That's it.
St. Johnson won more trophies than them lot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're all talking about a knighthood for Stevie Gerrard and all that. It's like the most delusional idiots I've ever met in my life, honestly.
I knew we would get along. I just knew it. I could feel it.
Mate, you know it, mate. You know, I wear green everywhere I go, mate. I've travelled the world with the boys, mate. Honestly, there's nowhere I haven't been. I've been to every city, every country in Europe, and been to South America, North America. You know, I was born into it, pal. You know, when I woke up.
Yeah, it's a cult, isn't it? It's just a worldwide cult, isn't it?
It is, mate. It's the best cult in the world, mate.
It is, mate.
You ever, need tickets, mate? I run a supporters bus. If you ever need tickets, mate, you just give me that nod, mate, and I'll guarantee I'll get you into any game.
You know what, mate? If I don't get my season ticket this season, I might have to give you a shout then.
Yeah, mate, I don't need season tickets, man. I just, honestly, they call me the ticket master here, mate. You know what I mean?
Skiddle.
honestly, I'm the guy in Calais, I'm the guy that come to for tickets for everything. I get tickets for European Cup finals and everything, mate. I'm dead lucky. I'm a jammy bastard that way.
You're joking.
I've got my power for every year. I get tickets for Champions League final, 2 tickets for that, and 2 tickets for Europa League every year because my mate works for a particular company who I won't name because you're getting the shit that are major sponsors, corporate sponsors of UEFA. So. And he hates football and he owes me so much money it's unfucking real, you know what I mean?
That's sad, isn't it? That's mega, that.
No, he's a good lad, he's a really good lad, you know. And you know, I many years ago I met him in Seville and he didn't have a ticket for the Europa Cup final.
Yeah.
And I sorted him out with a ticket for him and his boy, yeah. So he's never forgot me. And then
brilliant.
I met him 2 years later and I was struggling to get a ticket for the cup final, believe it or not. I was struggling, I needed 2 tickets. And he turned up with 2 tickets and became pals ever since. And he told me what for UEFA. I was like, here we go.
Brilliant. Yeah, that's class that is, mate, isn't it?
That's great for making money, mate. Honestly, I'm not saying ticket town's a good thing, but trust me, every time I see an English club in the European Cup final, I'm ka-chinging.
Bang on.
I had 2 tickets for when team Rangers were in Manchester. I had 2 tickets for that, I know it. And I swear to God, I Facebook burned them. I did. I put them up for an auction and burnt them in front of them. All the Rangers fans were fuming, man. They all blocked us on Facebook. I was like,
"Young monk." Is that why they ended up smashing up half the city?
No, that's just because that's how they are. You know that's how they are, man. Scotland's game. They smashed their own. I mean, they've been smashing their own city up for the past month. You know what I mean? So,
that was bad, wasn't it? In all seriousness, that
shambles,
was bad,
man. Shambles, mate. Absolutely disgrace, man. Disgrace.
It looked like a bomb site, didn't it? Glasgow, like a bomb
site. This is more like, can we just be talking about Celtic? You know, fucking.
Yeah.
Is it just you that's a Celtic fan, aye? Is it just you that's a Celtic fan, aye?
No, I'm a Celtic fan as
well. Yeah, Dion as well.
Do you know what? Fucking hell, this is brilliant, man. I knew I was going to go with you guys. I knew it was.
Yeah.
I could feel the vibe. Hail, hail, indeed, my man. We better move on.
I just can't believe we share the same name on the cover of that. We're in Celtic tops. It's me and Tyler when we were younger.
Oh, brilliant, man. Brilliant.
So, yeah, check that out.
Yes, mate. I want a copy of that sent to me. I want a copy. Yeah. I want a copy sent and signed, man.
It's only online, unfortunately. Gutted.
Oh, no way, man.
I know. If you get any made up, which might be looking likely, then we'll definitely send you one, mate.
Yeah, mate. I'll get framed up and get put next to my signed select tab. Definitely, mate. Definitely.
Oh, brilliant. Brilliant.
So, guys, we better move on. I suppose we'll be talking football all night. You know?
I know. I'm going to take it now.
Especially now we've got a new manager and all that.
I know.
What's your favourite song to perform? What's the one you like to perform the most? Which one are you going, oh, I love that?
Oh, go on.
Can I go first, Luke?
Go on, Luke.
It's got to be Odyssey.
Yeah.
Odyssey is my favourite, hands down.
James?
I reckon I have Odyssey or Black Cloud. Black Cloud's always funny, but it gives my fingers cramp.
I don't know how you get your cramp in your fingers, mate, but I don't think this is the podcast for it, to be honest.
About shame. It sounds like we're going back to that porno, doesn't it?
It does, right? But clearly you guys have got a lot going on in the background here.
I know. it's a good job he's a camera.
Guys, for those who might not know who you are, shame on them. They're in for a rude awakening, especially when I detail all my Celtic pals to let them know, because I've got a massive following of Celtic fans. I'll make sure they know.
Brilliant, mate. Get them to the Glasgow gig.
Don't you worry, they will be. I'll be making sure all the boys in the Hoots Bar and all that know. You know, the Gallagher boys.
Hoots Bar's great, yeah.
Because we look out for each other, a family, aren't we?
Yeah, of course, mate. 100%.
So, how would you describe your music you typically make for those who don't know? Shame on them.
It's kind of like Britpop in a way. Britpop, but a bit more of a modern twist on it. Because I suppose Britpop is such a vague term, isn't it? But it kind of covers over everything like a big umbrella, doesn't it? So that's kind of what we brand ourselves as. But really, we kind of do everything. We've got some songs which are more funky, some which are a bit more psychedelic. Yeah.
Some are a bit Swiss
more
Army.
Heavy, some a bit more acoustic.
You're like
the
Swiss Army. You're like a Swiss Army Britpop band, aren't you?
I like that.
You say we're a Swiss Army band, you know what I mean? There's nothing we can't put our hand to, you know what I mean?
I like that, mate. That's bang on. Yeah. I'm going to write that down.
Fire away, mate. Yeah. You know, just remember the... Just remember when you make it. Remember, it was me who said that.
Oh, fucking hell, yeah.
Make sure you get caught. We'll be up
fucking with you, mate. Aye, that's right, boys. Aye. In one of them fancy rooms that I don't get into. We can wreck the place up.
Yeah.
Get steaming.
Scotch pies and iron brew.
Some of the old ginger.
I bought a ginger. Right, so where were you? God, you threw me away there, boys.
No, sorry.
No, it's all right. What you're working on, what you're doing just now, will it be different? Are we expecting anything different to your current sound?
This new, yes, you know what? Yeah, because we've still got two singles left from the last studio session that we went up to. So they'll be coming out pretty much imminently. And then the new stuff that we recorded,
it's different.
It's not too far, but it's a bit more keyboardy. James has managed to worm his way into front and centre on these ones.
Oh, gone yourself, Jamesy lads, gone yourself out.
Yeah, he's climbing to the top. But yeah, but again, it's the same thing. We always like to keep it fresh, whether that's structure-wise, lyrically, chords, anything. We always like to try and change it up with everyone we do.
Put elements of a bit of everything in there, you know what I mean? Bit of like ska elements, but you know what I mean? Yeah. It's hard to mix it up so every song's not the same, like some bands, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Stone Island wearing Brigade, I know.
Yeah.
Ones that wearing green t-shirts with Adidas Gazelle on the front, I know the kind you mean, and a funny hat and a long parka coat and sunglasses. Yeah.
That's the one.
I know.
I think we would wear Stone Island, but we just can't afford it.
You grew up in a council estate. I thought you'd evolved. You've had a shoplifting, haven't you?
I always got caught.
I don't get caught. That doesn't help. If you're ladies and gentlemen, if you are listening, I'm not condoning shoplifting. But if you are a shoplifter and you can get hold of some Stone Island gear, the lads, so happily, you know. You've got some Stone Island gear.
Try and help out.
Thank you. Just shout. Yeah. I'm sure they'll put a name out for you guys, you know.
A bit of reputation.
Exactly. Is there anybody out there that you'd like to thank that's worked alongside you that maybe doesn't get the thanks?
Yeah, I think we'd like to thank our manager, Amy. She works tirelessly behind the scenes, and she has to put up with us, and particularly Dion.
Sophie,
she's done all of our music videos. She's great, massive, very talented. Who else?
Driver.
My old man for driving us about.
My dad for driving us about in the van every gig.
Top man.
Because none of us can drive because we're absolutely useless, other than James. Yeah,
James is the only one who's organised.
Idiots.
Yeah.
Probably Alan, maybe.
Alan from Two Fly Studios. He's been a good influence on us. Big Loz, Rude Boy from Manchester.
Big up Manchester.
Yeah, Manchester.
You're proper Manchester.
Hey, old man.
Yeah. He literally talks like that as well.
He's got his packer on.
Tell that, mate. I've got it. I've got it sorted, mate. Don't worry, our kid. Just you much along. Just keep on mooching along, our kid. I've got it.
That sounds don't like worry
about, don't worry about it. It's all good, mate. Oh, it's terrible. And do you guys have any merchandise? And where can guys go? You know, have you got a website or anything? You can get hold of tickets and stuff like that and merchandise?
Yeah, so it's all online, www.thechaseband.co.uk. There's all T-shirts on there, tickets, mugs, lighters, everything.
We're going to have everything coming out, aren't we?
Yeah.
Summer, you know what I mean?
It's all ready.
And what about the porn movies? How do we get hold of them?
This is on our other website. Yeah. They're due to be released summer 2022. The big reveal. Dear. Pardon the pun.
Oh, dear God, I had a big reveal. Oh, I like that. That was quite quick thinking, that. I'll give you that one.
Not so great reveal for some of us.
Yeah. With a small reveal.
Oh, the brothers will be at it. Hey, the brothers will know, won't they? They'll know. You know, brothers. Know. Guys, how do you feel social media has impacted on the band and your music?
It's irritating.
Yeah.
It's irritating. I mean, I've really started getting into Twitter at the minute. I like that. But it takes away from the music, which is what we like, innit? But I do like talking to people, meeting new people, speak to fans and things like that. I like the interaction. I just don't like the sort of, building likes, building this, that, and the other. I don't know. I find it sort of distracting in a way. But it's good as well. You know what I mean? It's kind of like a love-hate thing with it.
It's a double-edged sword, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you've got to do it. It's part of the process, you know, and it's important. But at the same time, it can be like a niche you can't scratch sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah, because it is free advertising, isn't it? You know what I mean? You're meeting people tomorrow, you know what I mean? It's create a conversation with them, and it's great.
But at the same time, it's like one of the worst things ever made. At the same time, you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's like, because a manager's always worry about it as well. She's always like, you haven't posted in 2 days. Right, okay, we're on it.
We're like dinosaurs as well. So before her, we were like hopeless.
Yeah.
So she's kind of helped us get on board with, you know, teaching us how to do a tweet and whatever. She's dragging us into the 2021.
Yeah,
we're too old.
She's dragging you somewhere. Be careful. That's how it starts, you know, in the social media world. It started with a tweet.
The back row of the classroom. I know the song.
I got yourself, mate.
Yeah, a bit of hot chocolate. Great.
Absolutely. I mean, digital, vinyl, or CD?
CD for me.
Vinyl, definitely. I'm a bit of a digital lad. I am.
Yeah. No, CD is just the perfect balance. It's a physical format, and you can skip songs. It's great.
Wow.
I'm a tape deck sort of kid.
Yes, mate. Eight track tapes. Loving it. Can't beat a couple of tapes, you know, and your pen to wind it all back in when your tape's chewed up.
Exactly.
those were the days, eh?
Yeah. Oh, bloody hell.
Well, obviously, looking forward, and let's kind of move on, right? I always ask this. Do you feel that radio is still an important outlet considering all the musical platforms that are available?
I think it is, but I think at the same time, a lot of radio presenters, they play it too safe these days. I think radio is quite a stagnant environment at the minute. It's just the same 10 songs on like a playlist, and there's no personalities, and there's not really much new music on the radio at the minute, which I think is a bit of a shame, because there's so many good artists, but people still want to play, like, I don't know, Mr. Brightside 1,000 times a day. Do you know what I mean?
I agree.
It's repetitive, isn't it? The same stuff. And
In the old days,
you never knew what was coming next. Be a radio DJ, you could listen to Pulp, the next thing you listen to, I don't know, Michelle Summit, some flat product things, anyway. But that's the stuff you get on anyway.
Now
it just seems like, say, I quite like that playing safe. They play easy tracks, plus they want them all condensed down. Which, if you're the kind of rock band, some of the songs are 4 minutes long and they don't want that, they want everything 2:30 or 3 minutes max.
Yeah, it's not great, is it? It's killing music, and it's making it more of a product, isn't it, essentially, as opposed to a
creative outlet.
Yeah, an outlet, yeah.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. If you guys could change anything in the music industry, what would you change and why?
Ooh. Labels, really. I'd probably get rid of them and all these big wigs and just make it what it should be. Taste, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So
these corporate people getting involved in things and just ruining things as per usual.
They're killing it, aren't they?
It's not good. Like, it's hard for bands to make it nowadays. You know what I mean? It's not an easy thing. You've got to have a certain amount of followers on Spotify. You've got to have a certain amount of followers on this and thingies on that. But it's just like, the main question is the music good? And that's all they should be looking at, really.
And that's what I go back to my question earlier on about coming from Nottingham. You tend to get a lot of people who may not understand music scene, but they just think, oh, it's coming from Manchester, it must be great. Or it's coming from Liverpool, it must be great.
Yeah.
And you say, oh, they're from Nottingham or Sheffield. They're like, all right, nah, I've never heard of them.
Yeah.
Why don't you listen? I like the Manchester scene, me, mate.
Yeah. You know? No, it's a shame, mate, isn't it? But like I say, there are a lot of good bands here, and I think we've had Jake Bug, and that's about it. But I think once we get a couple more, I think something's going to start to build here, because we've got the building blocks for a great music scene, and it is great, but it's only local.
Yeah, yeah. There's definitely, and plus, it's a great place, Nottinghamshire, and obviously you've got Derbyshire just along the road.
Yeah.
I just see how I sneaked that in there and just sort of left it.
Yeah.
So let's see what they actually get. See what you get when you talk about Derbyshire and all that.
Yeah.
Gunge them. Guys, what's the most embarrassing thing to happen to you guys? And have you ever got yourself in a wee bit of trouble?
Basically, we had a gig at Rescue Rooms on this festival. I always use this story because it's quite funny. And I was feeling really ill, but you know, a gig's a gig. I'm not gonna cancel the gig. It was quite a good little festival that was going on there. We just about to go on. I said, I've got to go to the toilet. And then you can imagine what mess I left in the toilet. We got on stage. So I'm really not feeling good, but my stomach's like churning, you know what I mean? So we started doing like 2 songs, I think it was like the 3rd song in, started playing, and someone was looking at me. I think it was my uncle who was looking at me when I was playing. I think he's the only person in the whole room who clocked it, but I was there playing drums. Literally, I just went all down the side whilst I was still playing drums, sick all over. And then no one else noticed. I didn't really even drop a beat. I carried on playing, but I was sick everywhere.
You just finished
the set and then literally just fucked off. Made them like pop my gear and went straight to bed. I was well ill.
Oh, mate. Ever the professional though, mate. He just carried on, mate.
Puked out. Yeah, I felt sorry for the sound guys. I had to clean it up after the work.
We looked at each other because he like stopped for just a second.
Yeah,
like, no one else would have known, but like we looked at each other, like, what the fuck's he doing? We turned around and he just looked dead.
Yeah,
he was carrying on.
Yeah, finished the set. No, and thought, yeah, I better get home.
We've killed the drummer. Fucking hell. his bones are still going though. He's having that reflex, man. Don't resuscitate him. Let him go, mate, because he's still playing. Just keep going, guys. Pretend we don't know.
Too much of that mambo.
What's the best advice you've ever been given, and by whom?
Me personally, where's your chorus? That's the best one. Best thing I've ever received. Wow. It made me think about, oh yeah, shit, you actually need to write a good catchy chorus. It's not just pop music that does it. Rock music needs to do it as well. So ever since then, I've always tried to strive, like, what's the point of the song? Where does the point come to?
Yeah, like Jed Wood and stuff like that. You know,
you know it.
Yeah, I mean, catchy chorus there does it for you, know what I mean?
Yeah, that's obviously not cheap stuff, but...
Yeah, obviously, you do know that if it all goes tits up, that's your career.
About time for Sony next week.
Who's the shagger in the band? Who do you call shagger in the band? Who's the one that just loves himself and goes on Instagram and gets his tap off and takes photographs next to the pool with a bottle of beer, giving it lads?
Since you said lads, it's probably Dion, to be fair.
Dion's on Insta.
Yeah, no, probably Dion. Yeah, fuck it.
Lads.
Get up, lads. Look at me, check me out with my tap off and that. Look at me, mate, with my Stone Island shorts on, mate. That I got in Magaluf Market, mate. Yeah,
my gold teeth that I got from a Rodeo rapper. Yeah,
like, nah, mate, exactly, mate. And I've got my thumb inside. I've got my thumb inside me Budweiser bottle, so nobody can spike me, mate. I've done this before, mate.
Yeah, that's probably me, to be fair.
Yeah, that is you.
But I wouldn't have my thumb over the bottle. I'd like, chuck whatever you want in me. You know what I mean?
Well, look, guys, it's been absolutely brilliant talking to you. You know, I really look forward to this. I'd like you to introduce your latest single, if that's all right.
Dion, go on, have the honours.
I don't even know what it is, mate.
I'll tell you what, I'll give you a clue. I'm going to play Chain Gang. How's that?
Go on, let's do that. Right, so, yeah, we are The Chase, and this is Chain Gang.
I'm Dennis Devon. This is the Enemy Podcast. It's been my pleasure to chat to James and the lads from Chain Gang. Fuck's sake. Well, I'm going backwards here. Well, you know, I'm Dennis Devon. I mean, this is the Enemy Podcast, and this is The Chase and Chain Gang.
This radio station plays more music like this. radio station plays more music like this.
Take the time. One more day inside a dying fantasy. Loving how we used to live a lie. We ought to know way back before the tide would turn to our time. Open your eyes and take a breath to realize we were.
Station plays more music like this.
Sure.
There's something new happening on the terraces. There's a new cult. Terrace Cult Clothing. Check them out now at Terrace Cult Clothing. TerraceCult.com.
Good evening. Tonight's show is brought to you in association with Behead Clothing Glasgow. That's beheadclothing.co.uk. Remember, let's speak up and be heard. The NMF Podcast with Dennis Devlin in association with beheadclothing.co.uk. Behead Clothing Glasgow at beheadclothing.co.uk. Kids sale now on, save up to 50%. Just go to beheadclothing.co.uk, enter promo code KIDS50. That's Behead Clothing Glasgow at beheadclothing.co.uk.
You're listening to the NMF Podcast with Dennis Devlin.
Well, there you go. It's been a fantastic show. And finishing off three great songs in a row, back to back, that's Soft Cult and Take It Off. Before that, Brand New from the Crooks and I Wonder. Great track. I really like that. And of course, The Chase and Chain Gang, kicking it all off. Great chant to them, lads. Great future. Great band. Great music. I look forward to seeing a lot and hearing a lot more from them in the future. In the meantime, I'm Dennis Devlin. This has been the NMF Podcast in association with BeheadClothing.co.uk. And I will see you on the other side. Good night and God bless. Good evening. Tonight's show is brought to you in association with Behead Clothing Glasgow. That's BeheadClothing.co.uk. Remember, let's speak up and be heard. The NMF Podcast with Dennis Devlin in association with BeheadClothing.co.uk.
There's something new happening on the terraces. There's a new cult. Terrace Cult Clothing. Check them out now at Terrace Cult Clothing. TerraceCult.com.